The Holland Cyclones are swirling into the outdoor track season after two indoor meets at Central College and the University of South Dakota, where they've already seen improvements from last year. Fortunately for Harlan, they've been able to get outdoors to practice heading into the outdoor season.
We've had two indoor meets. We went to Central College and we went up to USD in Vermilion. And so we got some competition racing in there, but we were lucky enough to get out early in the season. When it was nice, we've just had a couple bad days lately, but we really haven't had that much indoor practice. So we've gotten pretty good workouts in on the track, and if we can get through this week, I think we'll be all right.
Holland brings on 30 girls this season for track and field. Head coach Jenny Hamilton is relying on her seniors Taylor Beaker, Danny Smith, Lauren Winger, Cammie Stork, and Samantha Einson to set the model for the younger athletes to follow. The Cyclones also return state qualifier Lindsay Soderman, who already broke the school record in the 3,000-meter run and continues to keep up the competitive nature that has made the Harlan culture so significant in the Hawkeye 10 Conference.
We have 30 girls out for track. We've got a really good group of seniors, Taylor Beaker, Danny Smith, Lauren Winger, and Cammie Stork and Sammy Ineson. So five really strong seniors that have been with us all 4 years. So we really rely on them to just set the example and kind of just be a model for how hard we expect them to work in practice and focus and work ethics and attitude and things like that. So we rely on our seniors quite a bit. We have a state returnee, Lindsay Soderman. She's really competitive in the 3,000 and 1,500. She's already broken our school record in the 3,000 in the first meet of the year. So she's off to a good start. We'll rely on her. But other than that, we have a really good group of freshmen who are willing to try new things. And so we'll do a lot of experimenting here early in the season and hopefully have things pieced together by May.
Coach Hamilton is continuing to push her athletes to work more on speed training exercises while relying on knee-high training to increase that speed. While the physical aspect of track and field is important, Coach Hamilton also recognizes the importance of the holistic approach for training her athletes. This takes into account the mental aspect of pushing your body to its physical limit and pushes athletes to keep moving forward.
So we try to coach them holistically, focus on holistic health, holistic discipline, and we have a lot of conversations about that. But otherwise, a lot of positive encouragement. We push them when they need to be pushed. We encourage them when they need to be encouraged, and try to really get them to understand that their bodies can do amazing things if they can get the mind under control. And so we practice mental toughness just as much as we practice anything physical on the team.
Confidence is key when it comes to both the individual and the team. Harlan is a team that works together as they continue to push themselves for one another by being leaders on and off the track. This teamwork and confidence in one another is just one aspect that Coach Hamilton loves about this group of girls.
Watching the girls just build confidence in themselves and in their team. They really buy into the team aspect, and they're pushing their body to the limit for the girl next to them. Then that's a really cool thing to see. We tell them that if you're having a good day, we expect you to show us that. Be a leader, be pumping everybody up around you. But when you're not having a good day, look around you and find somebody that you can follow. So I really enjoy that part of coaching track and field.
While the outdoor season should have started almost a week ago, the weather got in the way of seeing the Cyclones on the oval. In light of this, the Cyclones will get their first bit of competition coming up tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th at Audubon.
We've had two outdoor meets get canceled. So Audubon was gracious enough to let us into their meet. It's a girls only meet, 16 teams. And yeah, just like our indoors, we expect to compete at the highest level possible the day that we do it. So we really look for how are they responding to what we're asking of them. And we're excited to compete.
Harlan will go against local schools Atlantic, CAM, HSCW, Trainer, and 11 others in tomorrow's opening outdoor meet. You'll be able to find all the results right on our website at westerniowatoday.com following the meet. The meet will start at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.